Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio on the Be Wisdom Radio Network. And I want to thank you all for being here, and I want to honor you with some intelligence, but we're also going to give you an opportunity to go overseas to Ireland to learn how to write screenplays and things that like that. My guest is J.C. Kavanaugh, and she is a very astute, but she's wide, but she's also got an open heart to expand your life. Welcome to the show, J.C.
Thank you, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
It always is. Let's start out. You've started some new stuff since we really talked last, and enlighten the people on what you have going.
Well, yeah, the last time that we spoke, I was getting ready to take an eight-week trip to Ireland, if you can recall. And after coming back, I've been able to put together what I call writing quests. And what that enables people to do is to be in a an environment that will immerse them and allow their imagination to come to life. So it's a real exciting program. The first one is in June of 18th through the 26th of 2011. And it's a nine-day trip that I bring people throughout Ireland and really give them a taste of the culture, the cuisines, and let them see the countrysides and the coastlines and really get their juices flowing as far as bringing that creativity and that igniting that spark. So along with that, I have a membership club that it's an online club that we meet once a week, and we give them video logs to keep them on track with their book. I want to back up a second, because on these little writing quests, what we will be able to do is the people working on their, whatever it is, their story, poetry, what we will do is publish this in a limited edition book of that certain journey that they're on with us. And they'll get five copies of whatever book that compilation is, and they're able to share it with, you know, other people that they want. So it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like it is. And here's the thing. How do you feel? Like, let's just say somebody from, Texas goes to Ireland. How will that give them a new way to look at writing and open up something new for them to express to the universe?
Well, the best thing about writing is that whenever you're exploring something new and creative, the best thing to do is take yourself out of the environment. And I have handpicked these places to take people that I know will not only excite them, but help them embrace not only the community around them, but something, an experience that will be unlike anything that they would have in Texas. I mean, I grew up in Texas, so I know exactly where you're coming from. To go over to Ireland would be so different than to be in Texas. First of all, the climate's different, the people are different. And with that experience, you now, your creativity and your own insights and imagination begin to flow. And it's those kind of things that I help ignite and guide them through different exercises to help them see something in a whole different light.
And JC's website is awordsmithhaven.com. And I'm on the website right now looking at it, and it's very unique, so you can go check it out. It's awordsmithhaven.com. And, you know, something that just came to me when you were speaking there, how is it that every country, people are afraid to go to another country to learn something from them people because it opens up a fear they don't understand everything about themselves?
Well, exactly what you just said. Typically, we stay in comfort zones because you know, we know what to expect. When we go outside our comfort zones, we're now in some strange situations that we may not know how to handle. It's those situations that empower your creativity. It helps you to deal with that fear and resolve it and realize, you know, that wasn't so bad. So the best part of writing is to deal with the things that we're always facing on a day-to-day basis anyway. You're just putting it on paper. That's all.
You know, I just read something on Twitter. I just Twittered our show again. And it says, make something happen. That is really a fallacy. It's relax and allow it to happen in the moment.
Yeah, see, to me, you have to open. You have to open to it, you know, and relaxing is really, to me, staying open to it. And without judgment, without any fixed expectation, you're allowing yourself to be guided through the experience of your life.
That's it. But when you, I've done this a lot in my life, JC, is I push this, and I push the envelope all the time. I never understood relax. And allow it to happen will really open things out. And how will being like in Ireland open people out to relax and allow their ingenuity, their innovativeness from within flow onto paper or onto the computer?
Well, the other thing is, you know, we're all creatures of habit. You know, we like certain things to appeal to our senses. Once again, I personally have gone to all these different places where I hold these writing retreats. So it's not just Ireland, and it's another one's going to be in Arizona, in Sedona, in September. Another one's scheduled for France in St. Paul de Vence. And these are places that I know have certain comfort that you just want to sink your body into the area. You know, you just want to absorb everything from the ambiance, the atmosphere, to the delicacies. All those things, the more heightened you have every sense, the better you're going to be to express those things that are important to you or that you're feeling at the moment. And so that's what I try to do. I find I'm really working hard at going worldwide and bringing people, intimate groups, not large groups, probably 10, 15 at the max, and taking them so that not only are they able to have this collective experience with a writing buddy, as well as a guided teacher and a facilitator to help them begin that journey of writing, as you well know. It's not always an easy one, especially when you're looking at a blank page.
You know, the key to writing is just start writing. Don't work.
Exactly.
Don't qualify what comes in and write it and sometimes walk away from it, come back in 2 or 3 weeks. People think they
exactly.
have to put everything perfect. And you don't have
exactly.
to put
that's
anything
why,
perfect.
That's exactly. That's why the beauty of these writing retreats allows them to come in and out of those different experiences and spatial areas in the whole experience of the journey to have what I would call the highs and the lows, you know, the ins and the outs, and then the aha moments. All those things come together collectively.
And they really do, but it's really what you put on paper. Like a lot of the newsletters I write the first of the month and finish them at the end of the month. Because it seems like it just opens the flow, but there's a 21-day lull in there. And that's something a lot of people don't understand is the 21 days for things to go away and come in. And you give yourself, the inner self, enough time to open up to it. But people are always, we're taught to push the envelope, and that's why we're in this economic recession. We never relax and really been truthful with ourselves about what's going on. And that is the way writing is. So how will
you allow
the time to open up to enjoy their writing?
Well, you brought up a good point about how we force certain things in writing. And the one thing in writing that is very important, a key that I always like to make sure that people hone in on, is we don't have to perfect every time we write. You know, there's time for that. The initial stages of writing is, first of all, get an idea, and then, you know, express that idea as much as you can, and then you expand that idea through experiences or, you know, maybe dialogue. It doesn't matter, but that's where the creativity comes in, is you find that idea and try to let it explode on the page, so to speak. And yes, you do come back, because sometimes you may have just a flood of information that has you writing 10, 15 pages, and then you may have to walk away from it for a while just to take a break, and then you may only write another two or three. But it is about having a flow that when you get the idea, you are writing it down some way, somehow.
And that is very true. And you know, the thing is everybody's taught in this world is to be perfect every time. And that is the biggest fallacy and the biggest dismal thing we've ever been taught. The best thing about writing is be imperfect in the first deal. Just write it. Don't let it make any sense, because you can come back and edit it and write it into perfection. Because it's really given an open end to something and never close it off, so the flow never goes away.
Exactly. You know, part of, you know, the whole writing experience is that there may be a part of you that just needs to vent on the paper. And some of the things may not make sense, but the key is to get them out, because if you don't, those feelings and emotions are going to be blocking your creativity anyway. So the more that you're able to brain dump onto the paper, the better off you're going to be, because then you'll find that, oh, wait a minute, when you do leave and walk away for a little bit, it may be a day, it may be 15 minutes, it doesn't matter. When you come back, you're able to have a new set of eyes to read over what you wrote, and there may be this, oh, I didn't even realize I wrote this, right? And from there, you can expand into another area that you weren't even considering. And that in itself opens up other doors, other opportunities for you to explore and examine and develop yourself. It's all a journey.
And see, it is. And the word busy is something I really come to a conclusion. I never am busy anymore. I'm just relishing my journey through life.
There you go. Well, I like to say that I'm being. I'm not doing, I'm being.
Yeah, but I'm just relishing my journey. But here's the thing. People want to sit down and write the novel in the first hour.
No.
Fourth hours. It's your third and fourth hours when you're writing is when the things flow. And you got to be patient with yourself. And something else that really helps is put on some nature music.
Right. Well, obviously you and I, but, you know, some other people may have other things that help trigger that emotion, you know, or that creativity and that imagination. Some may like, you know, jamming the rock music. I mean, I've been around different people that have a different flair, right? Sometimes poetry really opens up a lot of creative writing, typically. And many times I start on a subject with prose or poetry, always.
And see, and I see different ways, but, you know, I see different things happen in life. But the thing is when you're writing, you don't want to become ingrained on an outcome. You want to let it come and let the outcome flow in the end.
Right. Just allow to participate. You know, be open to participate in the experience. Because generally you're going to be guided down a road that you never ever realized you were going to go down. But you have to trust that, you know, your heart will know better than you do where your true passion lies.
And here's the thing. People are wanting to get caught up but it isn't getting caught up in it. It's relishing the move through. Well, relish the expansion in writing. And writing actually is a clearing, but here's the thing. You want to pay attention to your everyday life because it will give you nuggets to expand through the situation.
No, absolutely. Typically, you know, in our daily lives, I don't know about you, Rob, but I typically am carrying around my characters with me if I'm writing on anything that I'm doing. And those characters are going to show you certain things in our everyday life from, you know, a viewpoint that they would have, or something would show up either in a newspaper or a TV commercial. Is something that's maybe funny that your character would say, and it triggers something that, yeah, that's exactly what my character would do. And it's things like that, and it's not necessarily just characters. It may be scenes. It may be certain words that enlighten you in another way that shifts the whole focus of whatever you're writing. I've had that happen many times. It's just one word, and all of a sudden the story goes another way. And that's okay. That's the beauty of writing.
And it is. But here's the thing. I listen to I call it eavesdropping on the wisdom of the world, because you may hear a word or something or see something that just explodes that whole chapter or that piece you're writing into a whole new paradigm.
Exactly. I agree. Absolutely.
And see, this country and the world has been too rigid in their way of thinking and not enough open-mindedness. And something else that, you know, while you and I have talked about this, but in the spiritual world and the coaching world, I see a lot of corporate cloning within it, because they're trying to fit into corporations so they can sell their stuff to corporations.
Well,
and the secret to the world is get away from corporate cloning.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes. I mean, it's always about let's follow the buck. You know that. But the beauty about writing is that it enables you to be in a place where you can name your own career. You can create it the wherever way you want. You can, you know, have a book and then become a speaker, do courses, you know, or a radio show host like you. You know, it doesn't matter. Because writing, to me, liberates you to a point of being able to connect to the world on a whole different level. It could be as little as you want or as big as you want. It just really is all up to you. And to me, that's the way we need to focus, is we need to create stronger individuals that lead their own lives instead of leaning. To me, yes, there are many in the industry that lean on where is the money. Let me connect to the money. And whenever that is the desire, the end of end alls, you are not going to reach that destination, because it isn't about the money. It is about the satisfaction and the creativity that you bring forth that makes a difference in someone else's life. That's what writing is all about.
And not only writing, it's what life is all about.
Yeah, exactly. But to me, see, writing is the expression of the soul.
It is, and you know, the eyes. Your eyes are your mirror, are the outlet to your soul. But your eyes are also your outlet to the universe. So what you're seeing, you're writing, you're seeing in the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the window to the world. Absolutely.
And see, that's what we're afraid of, and you know, the fear of writing is a fear of trusting your own abilities and a fear of being laughed at by people that won't do nothing.
Well, yeah, okay, you bring up a very valid point. There's that judgment issue that in the writing process we get concerned about, and I've done this myself, where we're concerned about whose feeling are we going to hurt, or who's going to criticize what we say because they may not think that we said it correctly. And there again, it all goes back to, am I confident enough in who I am, or are there some self-esteem or inadequacy issues that definitely will come to the fore in writing? I mean, you'll feel it right away, because there's that, I may not be good enough, or they may not like me, or, you know, I may not be smart enough. That isn't what I call the concern, because typically if you get the thoughts on paper in an organized fashion, you're going to see the gems in it.
And that's very true, but people are afraid to energize their own self because of society. And here's something that I've really learned over the last week. All your 50% of the people are going to pay no attention to you. 20% of the people are going to think you're crazy. 10% are going to say you can't do it. 5% is going to be curious, but there's 5% that understand what you're doing, and that's who you really want to converse with, is the 5%. And, you know, 5% sounds like a very small number, but 5% of 3 billion people, 600 million people, or 150 million people. So if they all send you a dollar, you're $150 million richer.
Exactly. I like that. But it is about, you want to have a focused target market. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what corporate America has done all along. You know, think about it. You know, all advertising is geared to a focused market. They want to make sure that whatever they're communicating with you, you're going to buy, right? That's the only reason why they're in business. Well, the same goes for writing. You're going to be writing to an audience, and you better make sure that that audience is the sizable enough for you that will make a difference in their life, that they'll want to buy that book or they'll want to know more about you. That's the whole key. It's who are you writing for? You know, it isn't about just you. It is about what is it in your life experiences that you can share in a profound way that will change another's life. Is it in a personal experience? Is it information that you learn when you studied abroad or whatever? Or is it a talent that you have? It doesn't matter. The ideas are endless.
And they very much are. And, you know, something that is, and you know, the target market, like for me, is entrepreneurs that want to expand the riches in the world, but you want to put your will on the world. And that's wisdom, innovation, love, and laughter to expand your life.
Mm-hmm. But even entrepreneurial is large. I mean, it's not, obviously you don't want to refine it. You want to keep it entrepreneurial, correct?
Yeah, all of it. I mean, I don't care, but I'm really choosing to get away. I do not really care to deal with corporate America because in 2012 I feel the corporate business first rather than people is going to be featured, and it's going to get back to people talking to people to expand the world.
Well, yeah. I mean, exactly. I agree. The way we do business is not going to be the way we've always done business in the future. I mean, we are definitely trying to break old molds, break old patterns, and build more collaborative, more communicative, and more what I would call creative. And that creativity is, we're still, it's so new to us that we know what doesn't work. What we're trying to find in a new, you know, paradigm, actually, is what is it that we can do differently to expand everyone's potential? And it's, I don't think we've seen it yet. We're expanding into it. We're exploring it. We're excited about it. Those of us that are willing to grow into this, what I call new way of being, It is upon us. We cannot continue to do the things that we've always done in the past. You know, we've seen it. It doesn't work.
To me, it's unleashing a confused curiosity within yourself to see how well, good, see how omnipotent your life can be when you engage in your own wisdom.
But, you know, you bring up a very good word, curiosity. Most people look at curiosity as I could end up getting in trouble because I could put my nose into something that I don't know what to do once I get there type thing. And that sometimes can be fear-based, too, if they're not open. That curiosity is a wonderful thing because it is opening up new vistas for yourself to explore and experience and expand. You know, because unless you do it, you're never going to know.
You can't get into a situation your subconscious and your inner landscape will not get expand you through. It's when you try to think your way through rather than energize your entrepreneurial spirit to flow through it.
Exactly. And see, I think a lot of people are afraid to be entrepreneurial because they look at it as tough. Wouldn't you agree?
They look at it as they're unwilling to be confused and curious. And what they're really afraid of is what being laughed at by society, because you look at like the whistleblowers who tried to do things right on companies that were really embezzling money from the people. The media never said anything about the companies. They actually took the companies and they really lambasted the whistleblower. And that's what people are afraid of, is what the media will do. But people have to start remembering something. The media is nothing but a bunch of corporate clones trying to make a dollar off of control of society.
Well, not only controlling, but cornering the market. I mean, we know there's just a few companies or corporations that truly control the media in the United States. Let's face that.
That's very true. But you know, the one that people really knew this one would scare them. There's only like two or three food companies in the whole world: Cargill, ArcelorMittal, and that's the only two I really can. Oh, Monsanto. Them three have the food market corner.
Yeah. I mean, they started seeing, I think other corporations started seeing who would, I mean, the whole rule of thumb is watch where the money goes, because that's where they are. It's,
yeah.
It doesn't take much. We're just, to me, in our society, we're lazy, and if, like in writing, a lot of people look at a writing project like, oh, my God. Yeah, I guess they think it's back to school days, And writing is not necessarily difficult, even if you just practice 15 minutes a day. You'll be surprised at how much you can put on a piece of paper in a short amount of time. But it allows the brain to flow, right, and to get thoughts out on the paper, and it frees you. No different than what you were trying to express. These corporate people will always try and dictate what we should and shouldn't do. To me, writing is a way of freeing ourselves and seeing there are other ways around what I call, you can either be followed or you follow. So whichever, what are you going to do? It's very much like Twitter. Who are you following or who is following you, right? I'd rather lead.
Yeah, if James the lead dog, the view never changes, or the smell.
I knew one of those sayings was going to come in here.
But I mean, here's the thing. This country, I witness this every day. People would rather stick their head in the sand and get their butt kicked than look themselves in the mirror and say, I can do this. It used to be people never feared their job, because when you expressed yourself and give them a good idea, people were open to it. Now, if you express yourself to show them a good idea, you're fired. People want to be right rather than good.
Well, that's true. And think about it. I mean, even when they were accepting ideas, they were taking those ideas and profiting from them. So let's be clear about that as well. I mean, yes, they were entertaining forums to grab information so that they could turn around and use it for their own betterment. And that, I never felt that was very empowering for any employer to do to an employee. I just thought that was not appropriate. However, it does get done. But on the other side of this is that, when people are ready, when you were saying about sticking their head in the sand, they don't see it that way, unfortunately. They get wrapped up in their own little world, and they know that, okay, this is what I can expect from this job. And the whole thing about the job market is that people thought that a job gives you security. And that is a misnomer. It is the biggest fallacy, bar none. no employer, no job will ever give you security. It is a false sense of reality because, as we well know, when the money shifted, guess what? The job shifted. So tell me, where did your security go? Right out the window. Okay? So this whole security-based thinking, they think, well, as long as I have this house, this job, this car, right, I'm secure. That is no way to build a foundation saying that this is what makes me secure. You and I both know security comes from the inside out, not from the outside in.
You know, security comes from whatever. See, everything that can be burned or stolen is no security.
True.
It's what the only thing you can be secure in is your wisdom, innovation, and the love you have for yourself to show the universe that you love it to expand your life.
Right. And when you're solid in that core value, you're going to attract the opportunities and the lifestyle that support it. People are afraid of that part because they've leaned so much on someone else taking care of them. I don't care if it's the government, if it's some kind of, you know, social program out there. I don't care if it's a community action focus or job or career. They haven't learned completely that whatever you do in your life starts and stops with you. It isn't about your employer. It isn't about the government. It isn't about, you know, it isn't out there. It's right here in you. And to me, writing, bringing it back, writing always brings you back to the core, brings you inside. It doesn't keep you out there. It brings you inside and makes you become friends with yourself.
And that's the thing. I really think the next explosion in the world of economics stimulus will be from the artistic side.
No, I agree. I've always felt that we're in a renaissance period. It's just, it's kind of that energy to me. It's building, and it's only going to get better.
Well,
we just don't know
but
how to do with it.
Well, see, people have never been taught. We've been taught to be corporate clones. I'm sorry. Societal pigeons and taught by a school system.
Would you say societal pigeons?
Yeah, societal pigeons.
Okay. Where'd you get that one?
It just come to me.
I love
that's
it.
One thing.
Societal pigeon. Go ahead.
Well, ain't that what we are? We all flock and eat out of the same place. We do everything together.
Well, yeah, you know, that's only about bringing in the masses. You do, you know that. I mean, because unfortunately, we're also a society that likes to go where the crowds are.
That's absolutely true. Do you ever park in a? I do this a lot. I go when I go to the grocery store. I park clear out in the end where nobody is, and
right.
Nobody's around me when I go in. And you know, by the time I come out,
I know everyone's around you.
Yeah, I mean, they'll park, there'll be four parking spots, but they'll park next to you. That's a herd mentality. People are afraid to be alone. And, you know, you can be alone with yourself and like being alone, you can't live in the world.
Well, okay, that's very deep for many out there. But, yes, I agree with you. But you need to kind of explain that one more.
Well, what it is you got to be able to be with yourself to be with the world.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, you got to be happy being by yourself. Not happy, but
exactly.
You got to be positive. You got to enjoy your own company to enjoy
right. The
world.
That's exactly what I was looking for. Yeah, because you've got to be your own best friend, and you've got to learn to, like you said, enjoy your company. You've got to learn to be happy that it doesn't matter what you're missing, because I think there's another element that people think they're missing out on something if they're alone. And that's not true.
No. The only thing, when you're by yourself, you're actually engaged in the world because you're engaged in your world. And when you engage in your world, you're engaging the universe in your world.
Right.
And then people want to become part of your world.
You're 10 times more powerful when you take that time to be by yourself and center yourself. You'd be amazed how much easier things come into your life when you just give yourself of that alone time. It's so vital, and very few people do it. I mean, I do like the whole shift in society that you see more meditation ever, you know, being talked about. You have a meditation CD, right? Think about it. 10 years ago, would you have even talked about that? No.
10 years ago? No. But here's, 10 years ago, I was doing it. 20 years ago, no.
My point exactly. See, we are evolving. We are shifting. But it's taking a lot to get it there because there's still people that are closed off. It, to me, it's no different than the whole writing process. They don't want to engage in it because they're afraid of what it's going to do for them. And the sad thing about it is that they don't know what they're missing out on because there's wonderful possibilities. There's just a wonderful a gift inside of you that you're creating and will be giving to the world as a contribution. What's better than that? You know, you don't have to go buy it. It's already in you.
Well, see, everything you desire is in you. It's just waiting to be let go and released into the universe by letting
right.
go of everything else.
I always say your dreams are waiting on you to make them happen.
Well, that's your spirit's waiting on the other side of your adventures to get there. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, as soon as you write that intention, the expansion begins. But people want it to happen in the same paradox they live in. They want the new paradigm in the paradox. And it ain't going to happen. It's like taking your chickens and turning them loose in a fox pen. It ain't going to happen. You ain't going to have no break.
And where do you live right now?
Texas.
I love it.
But here's the thing. We got to get back to some country boy roots, some country roots, and some country grit to move this world. We're too city-fied and too arrogant to move out of this right now, JC.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I do believe that the last 2 years of the shifts that have gone in corporate America are necessary because things were really going so far the other way. Now, do I want to see people not have a job? Oh, absolutely not. But I think this period of time is teaching us all how to stand in our own power and align with our gifts, whatever that may be. You may be a singer, you may be a dancer, you may be an artist, but the key about all of the things that are lasting is that they are fueled by creativity. They come from this wonderful source of godliness that is, you know, unstoppable. So wouldn't you want to have that versus anything else that you can buy out there? I think I do. I know I do.
Yeah, me
because
too.
It's endless.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, because the source and the power is endless. You're not going to be exhausted. Where, you know, if you're chasing a job or you're chasing a dream, you're going to run yourself ragged. You're going to run out of steam, and then you're going to wonder, what am I doing wrong? Well, the fact that you're chasing it is the problem. You don't have to chase anything because it's within you. It's so close to you, you can't even see it. It's so funny. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, you got to release that nuclear magnet and just attract it to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
but
this
I agree
world
with
is-
you about the grit. I do agree with you about the wisdom and the grit. We do need to bring about a whole new sense of being and, you know, of collaborating, of creating and communicating and connecting. you know, I think we're trying, all sorts of things, from the social media. Think about that. Everything has changed in the last at least 5 years rapidly. We don't even know where we're going to be.
Who cares? It's a journey. But that's the thing. People want to know the end before the journey. It's always a journey.
That's fear, though. That's all control. We know that. That's all control.
And we're taught that you can control your life when you can't even control your body, bodily functions, and then people are trying to tell me I control my life. I don't control nothing. All I do is facilitate.
Yeah, there you go. I agree.
And once you become the facilitator, you open out new wisdom. And see, that's what the world is afraid of. The world, the arrogant male energy is being fissured as we're speaking on this radio show. And you see it happen.
It's time. The patriarchal energy needs to really find, it needs to die. I shouldn't say it needs to find, it needs to die. And there needs to be room for the divine feminine to really explode and become present more so than ever. You and I both know that the divine feminine is where things birth from.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The divine feminine is breaking loose right now. But, it isn't only women, men that have that male egotistical energy. Women have it.
Exactly. Go ahead. Go ahead.
When you watch politics today, it's the most callous, disingenuous, and the most shut down energy I'll ever see. They cannot have an idea. And, if you listen to the media or anything, I listen just to see if I ever hear of an expanding idea. And I've never heard expansion. It's always contraction. And these guys are really smart the way they do it. They're blaming all the problems on taxes and not innovation.
It's a word game.
Oh, it is, very much. And people buy into it. The sheep will buy into it. And you know what? I can't just call. Sometimes I'm in it. I choose not to
because
be, but I have to catch myself.
Well, because certain words trigger an emotion in all of us. We it's how we're programmed. Part of the way you were raised and the time you were raised and the things that you experience through your life are word-based, okay? So when you hear them, it's going to get your attention. And, many, many advertising, political campaigns are all based on that powerful word search. It's no different than, on a website using keywords. It's all about the right words bring certain responses out of people. It's a given.
Neuro-linguistic programming and subliminal hypnosis. And we don't even know we have it. But neuro-linguistic programming is used extensively in the media and in politics.
Exactly.
And especially when
someone's touching someone. Do you watch when someone's touching someone else? You know how that goes. That's going to bring down a wall and build a trust factor when, in fact, that's not really what they were trying to do in the beginning anyway.
No, and that's very true.
So,
and, the thing is we have to feature that and in the writing. But people, everybody's got a song, a book, or something within them.
Yeah, a dance, a painting, a creation.
They all have an energizing entrepreneur within them. And it's unleashed entrepreneur. That's what this world and the universe and God are just begging the people to unleash it.
Let me help you. Let me help you.
Well, you help. Let me expand you. And, here's the thing. The people of the world really have to open up to engaging in who they are. But people are afraid to engage in their heart because they might find out they're really more omnipotent than they care to be.
Well, see, and even that, you know, sometimes when we find something out about us that's so much bigger than us, not only is it overwhelming, but there's a part of that that's scary to us because we don't know what that means. And we don't know what that feeling is because it's so foreign in nature.
And it's easy, you know, it's actually easier in the conscious mind to be a follower, but it just destroys the subliminal landscape because you become timid in every facet of your life.
Well, not only timid, but you're on autopilot. You're not engaging in those emotions that you know are true for you. You're stuffing them down instead.
And
as you know, as you well know.
Yeah, and the more we dummy ourselves down, the more society, the more, the deeper, the more we stay in a mundane mindset, the deeper this recession is going to go. This recession is an innovative awakening, and it's time for people to unleash that innovation because everything that's made overseas could be made here with mom and pop shop just
exactly.
as cheap. And that's what we have to get back to is the mom and pop manufacturing, mom and pop everything. And we.
But the other side of that coin, though, as you know, wait a minute. I mean, our government doesn't support the small business owner with tax incentives to allow that kind of growth. The problem is that we have our own government that's shooting ourselves in the foot, as you know.
Well,
I mean,
they
it's tough.
Here's
tough.
The thing. But here's the biggest thing. You have to start understanding when they say we're doing things for small business, they're not doing nothing that K Street and the corporate America won't do, allow them
right.
to do. And the
right.
government afraid of people having wealth again because you can't control wealthy people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why, to me, through writing, you can liberate yourself and become, it can be that facet that brings you into other arenas that allow you to liberate yourself and have the money you do desire. The focus isn't about money, but it becomes a focus, indirectly.
And that is very true. And that's what everything is about opening out everything within yourself.
Right.
But see, it isn't what we do, it's how willing we are to advance and expand beyond where you're at today. Because I read a lot of stuff on all the social networks. And if you read it all, JC, there's not really a nickel's worth of difference in any of it. But you put something out there with some bite to it and some kick to it, they stay away from you.
Some bite to it? Tell me what the bite is.
Well, it makes them think.
Oh, there you go. Well, of course.
And when they bite onto something in their subliminal landscape and they don't understand it, it scares them, so they shun it.
Of course. That's human nature, though.
Yeah, and
that's
the thing is, it is, very much so. But a lot of the coaches and speakers and spiritual people out there have not done their own inner journey.
Well, no. It's kind of like, do as I say, don't do as I do. That is very much what's going on out there. As you and I well know. But, you know, I don't worry about that, you know, because I know they're going to have their own, every dog has its day, as I say. And what goes around does come around. And if you're not living in your truth, shame on you, because you're the only one that can. No one tells you how to be truthful. It comes from the spirit of who you are. And when you see, you know, an opportunity to express your emotions in a very diplomatic and a very constructive way, and you don't, you're not going to empower yourself. If anything, you're going to disempower yourself, and you're going to sabotage your growth because you won't be able to express, and you'll feel uncomfortable, and you'll feel like, why didn't I, you know, you may not be able to put a word to it or to really tap into the emotion of why, but it's going to be an anger that's going to be suppressed because there was an emotion, of a pent-up emotion that you didn't acknowledge. And anything that's not acknowledged hangs around for us to do something with it.
And that's very true. But the thing about, And that's where people are really have an angst, is about unleashing that emotional talent they have.
Exactly.
And really letting them emotions feel, because the egotistical arrogance that we all encompass, it like hiding behind fear. It's about letting go of that.
Somewhere in there is a sense of, you know, will I make it? Will they laugh at me? Am I good enough? You know, will I receive some kind of ridicule from this? I mean, it's true. But you can't focus on any of that. You've got to stay away from that stuff.
Well, you got, if you ain't making people half angry, you ain't thinking big enough.
Making people half angry. No, so tell me, how do you know that you're making people half angry?
Watch Twitter. They'll tell you. I was my Twitters, and when I tweet my stuff, everybody says, I'm coming back, I speak English. Okay, that one was over your head, so I just do another one. where it is, when you don't understand what somebody else wrote, that person don't have to expand, you do. But see, people think they're where they're at because of their knowledge, and nobody in this world has very much knowledge. We have wisdom to expand out of it. But when we think we have knowledge, think and know, we're locked into a paradox. You're never going to expand.
Right. I agree.
And that's where, when people get engaged in expansion and understanding where they are and listen to that core wit and then unleash them enterprising energies, it energizes a curiosity within your heart and your inner landscape, and then you move forward.
And so to me, everything you just said also applies to writing. That is the journey of a writer.
And the main thing you want to do, and that's why I said, you want to take the conscious mind on a journey of your book and let the subliminal mind write it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want this, you might want to just read something to put your conscious mind, like swimming in an ocean. Send the conscious mind swimming in an ocean, and then ask the subconscious mind, I choose to write this, and then write it. And don't qualify it. Whatever comes to your mind, just write it.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it all into a form when it's done. And that's what writing's about. But when you're in Ireland and all that emerald green, what will that do to somebody's mental landscape?
Oh, my goodness. It is so inviting and warm, and your heart opens better than, I think, any place on earth, actually, because you feel alive and vibrant in those rich green colors, which, you know, is all around the heart chakra. For those that understand chakras, you do have this sense of blooming coming forth, you know, like a flower just opening up in just a wonderful radiance. It's great, you know, and it's also coupled by the friendly hospitality that's there, the lively people that really enjoy you being in their country, as well as the restaurants and so forth that you can partake in, and all the other different activities that are available there. It's just very different There's nothing like it in the world. I mean, there's a lot of ancient mystery there, history as well. It's very magical. I mean, everyone talks about where's the leprechauns, but those that really are in tune to them, you can see them and you can feel them. There's just that sense of magic that just is always in the air there. And with that, you just feel like, wow, you know, you're feeling things at a much deeper level, and you want to write about it.
And that is what people are afraid to do, is write about the grandeur. And JC's website is awordsmithhaven.com. Her email address is wordsmithhaven@gmail.com. Go check it out and go to Ireland. Write a book. And I also got to do one other thing. Be Wisdom Radio, also, we're also Be Wisdom Publishing and Cowboy Wisdom and Be First Inc. Marketing and All Tied Up Productions. It's kind of all together. And that is what we're expanding into, and we're going to promote the authors, and like we're promoting JC tonight about going to Ireland and writing. Now, that would be a fantastic voyage for somebody.
Yes. And, you know, also, they need to check out the scholarship that's on the site. There's also the membership, and then there's also the other trip to Sedona, Arizona in September, and then there's also the one in France next year. So there's a lot of things happening on the site.
And you always want to members.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Sedona is one of the it's the friendliest town I've ever been in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of the most friendly, and once you've been there, you will go back. I could go back I could live in Sedona.
Yeah, see, that's my Red Rock quest, and you can finish your masterpiece there, Miss, the magnetic ancestral energy. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place to bring all that to life.
And it's also it's a very serene place. And, mm-hmm. JC, when people choose to go to Ireland and write, how will you open them up with your own ingenuity? How will you be there to support them and open them out?
Well, I always believe that the best teacher is one of example. So I always share the examples that I used on my own journey in writing my own book. Mine was a very cathartic process. It was a very emotional journey about my own personal life. Not that everyone's book has to be about their own personal life, but mine was, and it tied into history and a lot of controversial stuff. But that being said, I always believe that when you show people how to do things, they get there quicker. And that's part of the gift that I give. I listen to where people are and acknowledge what they need to move forward. Because I know where I was in the journey and what it took for me to get out of where I was. So those are the type of tools that it's a one-on-one process with me. I really make sure that each person gets my undivided attention, which is most writers don't get in the process. It's kind of like sink or swim, as you well know.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is about life, it's the promotion of yourself that will expand you, and your money equals your wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And that lady's annoying voice.
Who does?
That 60-second voice.
Oh.
Anyway, you got to giggle at her. And we're down to 47 seconds, JC. Give them some wisdom, and we'll close out the show.
Well, I just believe that there is a story in everyone, and it is your choice to whether or not you want to bring that story and let that world be your audience. So it's up to you. You know, the world is waiting on your story, so bring it out. Bring it out now.
The world's waiting for you to energize the wisdom of the world. You want to free yourself. You want to feed your old paradigms, release old patterns, engage, energize, expand, enterprise, and experience life.
Exactly.
That's free. And that's what life is free.
Exactly. I resemble that.
Yes, you do. And I want to thank all the listeners on the phone lines and on the in the chat line, chat room. And I really want to thank you, JC, for being here. We'll be here tomorrow night with Kenya K. Steven, and that will be an exciting show just like this one. So anyway, and next week we have several guests lined up. So everybody have a good night, and thank you, JC, and all the listeners. You make my
life
great.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Everybody
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Okay.